The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We are back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, top of the 5 o'clock hour. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, two Lincoln locations, every type of meat and every type of cut. Going to the butcher shop, asking what's up, what you got for me today. Anyways, now we're on to, bigger and better things, which we got, first time in recent history, I think since, 2010 years, actually, 2014, both men's and women's basketball are in the big dance. They are dancing, and they are dancing with the same partner in their respective sports. So first we'll go to the women, DP. They had a little bit more time than obviously the men because of, obviously when the Big Ten tournament falls and getting to the championship. And I feel like, obviously Iowa won. You got to tip your hat to them. But I felt like Nebraska got out a little bit, lost their way a little bit towards the end in overtime. Iowa had felt a little bit more comfortable in those type of situations when you had the ultimate X factor in Caitlin Clark. I want to ask you what they took from that, what they need to take from it, and what they need to do to take all that, right? The whole season, the great Big Ten run, and put it all on display up there in Corvallis.
Caitlin Clark ain't walking in that door.
Yeah, but they still got players. I mean, look, they still got players up there for Texas A&M.
They don't. Caitlin Clark ain't walking in that door.
Right, but it's not going to be a rollover though.
She don't wear Aggie color. She don't know the Aggie hymn. Caitlin Clark don't know about sawing Fosse's horns off, and she don't know. She's not a 12th woman. That's not what it is. They got one opponent. It's Texas A&M. They're better. Both teams are better than Texas A&M. Are better than Texas A&M. Nebraska has to play down to lose to either Texas A&M team. They have to have a remarkably terrible night to lose. Listen, Texas A&M got in the tournament.
Both teams.
So for the women, they got in the tournament. They played in a tough conference. But they don't do anything that makes me say Nebraska doesn't have an answer for it.
No, but Styles, especially in the women's game, this is one thing that's very, very apparent. Generally, the higher seed, which is obviously the lower ranked one when you look at the whole rankings, generally push through. But when you get, just like men, you're getting that 6'11", 5'12", all that type of stuff. It's Styles that make fights. And you're right, Nebraska has to play down, especially on the women's side, right? You got to play down. You got to, not be able to hit the broadside of a barn. You got to come out with no energy. You got to, have a whole bunch of defensive mishaps and to really allow them to have more confidence than they should. The biggest thing that is in the NCAA tournament comes down to foul trouble, free throw shooting, and to be able to win situational basketball.
This is a 14-loss A&M team.
Right.
And what they do well, it's all the things you talk about. But Jay Foreman, you like the Markowski matchup in the middle.
I do.
You like the Jazz Shelley matchup on the perimeter, mm-hmm. right? So Nebraska's two best players are better than Texas A&M's two best players right. at those positions.
Mm-hmm.
And then the X factor for me is Potts.
Right.
Because she will, one, if she plays under control and she stays out of foul trouble.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go this way with it. I consider X factors and glue guys different ways. I think Potts is a glue guy. We know what she is. We know what she brings mm-hmm. to the table. For me, the X factor is Nisley, another guard to take yeah. some pressure off of Jazz Shelley. If she shoots it at 35% plus from three, that's that second punch on the perimeter that I think Nebraska needs. Like, I'm good with what Potts has given us. I think she's as much of a sure thing on that roster outside of anyone not named Shelley or Markowski. Nisley's kind of come and gone. Nebraska went to her. You can tell that they trust her. They went to her late in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah.
To me, she's the X factor.
Yeah, and you're completely right, Austin. I mean, because obviously, you know, you'll be up there on the coverage, but I think you're 100% right. To win these games, any, even if it's your first game or, say, to get through the Sweet 16, the knowns have to be the knowns, and then you have to have your unknown be known. And the reason why your unknown needs to be known is because you know them better than your opponent. Right, there's something that either Nisley does or Potts will be able to do in the, like, the, let's say, the short term. What I mean by that is when the game starts, right? They could start fast, whether it's, you know, getting hands on the ball, you know, 50-50 ball, a big rebound, a big turning, you know, the opponent over, or an and one to start the party off, and then you need your knowns to be able to close. Or it's vice versa. You always have to be ready, and this is where the depth of the team. This is where you got to have people that rise to the occasion. DP's 100% right. We played in a better conference. We are the hotter team right now. We are starting to catch our our rhythm, but we're playing really good, you know, basketball now. And so, you know, as long as we got to do is go handle our business. But if you go out there and you think you're gonna fly all the way up in the middle of nowhere and play a team and think they're just gonna roll over, that's how you end up being. You know, back in the day when Georgetown lost to Princeton and all that type of stuff, then you get upset. So I think that it's more of a mindset thing, along with what Austin said, and then also what DP says. You got to handle your business, but it's a business, right? This is not time to play games. Like, this isn't time for, you know, TikTok and all that stuff. And I grant that stuff is warranted. This is the time. This is what you come to college for. Like, if you're a basketball player, you don't come just to, like, play regular season. Like, that's, I mean, you're coming to get in a big dance. This is what you talk about when you get old like me.
I just land on this, that all the things you're talking about is legit. But it doesn't land with me that Jazz Shelley is going to go to Corvallis, Oregon, knowing that this could be a last college game and not ball out.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
I also say this. I think that Potts does the things for them that nobody else can do and will do for them. She's right. The glue part is great. I think Kendall Moriarty would be more the glue in my mind, because she really isn't asked to do anything exceptional. She's the pace keeper. She's the space keeper. She's the one that will correct an offense as it moves, if the spacing is wrong or the balance is wrong. Kendall will stick the flag in it and reset it. Potts is the one that'll get the big steal, the dirty bucket. She'll get the loose scramble rebound. She'll do all the things that, quite frankly, in the SEC, determine how games are played out. Like, you can go to the SEC. Listen, they face South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida. They get the work. They're always good bigs in the SEC. LSU is going to give you a body. Those two guards in the SEC are all legit. But it's that three that allows you, that's willing to do all the grungy stuff. The 3-4, and Potts will move from place to place, player to player, to get free buckets for Nebraska.
Yeah.
And I think that's just going to be huge.
Yeah, those are what I call hockey assists, right? Where you make the great pass that sets up Austin or Jazz Jelly in this case to drop it off to Markowski, yep, or so forth and so on. And, you know, then it goes on and on and on from there. So I think it's just going to come down to, you know, Nebraska just getting off the plane, you know, having a good week of practice, focusing on the little thing. There's nothing that you need to do at home, barring school, right, that should take away from your preparation. Mm-hmm. You know, and like you said, this could be your last game. So you want to make every practice, every rep count. You got to make sure that you're, you know, on top of it. You know, you look at A&M, when you look at it on paper, they're 6-10 in their conference. You know, so you should be able to, you know, handle them pretty easily. But at the end of the day, they are still prideful. They are preparing for one game. That's the thing that's different than, you know, playing in these, you know, regular season, where they are preparing for one game. And you think of where they – South Carolina is the team, right? They only lost to them by 11. Now, is that a fool's gold 11 where you're let down by 25 and, they, you know, Don Staley emptied the bench and you made a little run? At the end of the day, you got to respect your opponent. And then, you know, you got to prepare for them just like you're preparing for Iowa. You got to look at their weaknesses. You got to exploit their weaknesses, because the things that you do, you want your tape. The next opponent, hopefully, for Nebraska is going to study that game more than the first Iowa game or the second Iowa game. Why? They're going to take you as your recent product. So you want to make sure you're doing those things that DP just mentioned on tape. So when they experience it in real life, all their fears or all the things that they've seen come into reality. You don't want to be a team that looks sloppy on tape and like, oh, they're not that good. They hit 4 threes in a row, but they actually were, you know, barely winning the game. They got kind of lucky. They got a bogus call or something like that. You want to make sure you deliver the correct beat down to the teams that you need to, because you want to make sure that you're showing up with the right amount of intimidation, but then also respect from your opponent.
Yeah, through it all, in Austin, this is where the basketball chemists like to start to dip their swab in it, right? Stir it up to see what the mix is going to be. Guard play, point guard play will come into it, because late into it. Then it becomes a matter of all the traditional stuff. Look at those, that 40% from three, that 50 from the field, that 75 from the free throw line. If Nebraska does that and then does not get beat on the boards, like, those are simple things, basic things. Nebraska turnover, when their assist to turnover ratio is right, they're hard to beat. When it's not, it's hard for them to win.
Right.
It's hard for them to win. So, look, if Darian White has a night, and she's going to have to step up. Like, this can't be just a kind of cruise control night. Same for Kendall Moriarty. It's in play. And then this is a Kendall Coley, hey, I'm going to come off the bench and mix it up kind of night, because she has to be. Like, Kendall Coley's going to have to just come in and wreak havoc.
Something different that Nebraska doesn't have anywhere else on the roster.
She's one of one.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's going to have to play their best game, and it's got to be, you know, when you're on the court.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, those got to be your best 10 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever they need you to do. You know, these type of games, from my experience, and this is from when I was very young playing in, you know, obviously national championship game to when, you know, we won it against, you know, in the Orange Bowl against Peyton Manning. The best way to approach these games is do not ooze into this fight. What I mean by that, don't sit around and wait. You've practiced crazy amount of hours, right? You've shot a million amount of shots. You know exactly what you're doing. Go do it with the right amount of force, but don't be reckless. And then all that anxiety will come out of your system, and then you'll play well.
I do have a question, and I need Husker Nation to help me explain or help me understand, identify what's going to happen. Two Husker basketball teams in the tournament playing on the same day. How is that decision made between who, whether you're going to Corvallis or Memphis? Is it flights? Is it money?
That's a good one.
Is it that a different fan base is interested in the women's team versus the men's team? Will the women's fans travel? Do they travel? Does Husker Nation travel?
They traveled
in full?
Up to Minneapolis like champions.
Well, that's why I'm really trying to wrap my brain around it. Austin, how is that decision made?
I think there's a lot of factors that you pointed out there. I'll ask your question with a question. Which team has more at stake?
Men.
Men do?
Men do. You've never won in the tournament. You've never won. When you talk about program-changing nights for several reasons.
Okay, so say they win. What does that mean?
That means, look, you are off the list that you don't want to be on.
The list of one.
Right? You are off the list that you don't want to be on. You now can make a statement. All that stuff that basketball fans throw at Nebraska fans. Mm-hmm. You won't even go to school here. Like, you don't even belong in the tournament.
Right.
Like, you got here. That validation and that part, the same thing of not having to play in the play-in nights for the Big Ten tournament. Like going to a bowl game again, like it having national champions in wrestling, having Big Ten champions in other sports. It's a big deal. It's a big deal for softball to win the Big Ten championship, for baseball to win the Big Ten championship. That changes and validates the program. The men winning in this tournament ends a whole lot of discussion about Nebraska and Nebraska athletics and Nebraska basketball. It changes recruiting. It absolutely changes recruiting. It shows like an opportunity that, listen, even split, we're still going to have more fans in whatever building Huskers are playing in than everybody else.
We got to get a text line. Who has been to Corvallis? The only thing I remember at Corvallis is watching Mike Riley ride his bike to work. And I was like, man, listen, if you're a grown man riding your bike to work,
you ain't a grown man.
No.
Ooh, Matt Lubick is calling.
You can't be no head coach riding your bike to work.
Oh, man.
That's
a George Allen move, man. That is a traditional.
Oh, he says, texter 8485 said, we're the only one on that list.
Right. You don't want to be on that list. You don't want that tied to your program. You do not want to, and look, not for nothing, but it's not like the women's program is without a need for a monumental win in the tournament in front of the country, because the country's now got eyes to you. There are people that are talking about Nebraska this week that don't normally talk about women's basketball for Nebraska, and hey, you just gave notice by making it to the Big Ten championship game.
John and Cortland Funny, he said it's like Maui. Man, you crazy. Doesn't this get cold up there? In Oregon? I heard it's nice, right?
Rainforest?
It's nice, right? like beautiful up there?
Yeah, it's pretty good looking. I mean, it's more temperate because it's slightly more coastal.
So what, you get like oysters up there or something?
He's got family.
That's the other coast.
Oh. He's got family up there.
Well, what do you get up there? What do you?
Well, it's like salmon, trout.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
You want to bring me back some?
You want some?
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
See what I can do.
Yeah, I've been watching.
Don't know how to survive a flight. I'll see how I can ship it back somehow.
Dry ice it, Austin. Come on, think. Think, Austin. Have some vision.
You know, my first time, Jay. You had to don't hold my hand, but you might need a little guidance here. Dry ice? Okay.
He said, well, one of the texters says, do Buffalo Wings and Wings have insurance? Because that place is going to go nuts when we win that game.
Right.
Wings and Rings have insurance.
Yeah, right show.
We want to just go tear some stuff up. I hear you.
Well, if this is how it plays out, that if the men win, the women are going to win. If the men win, it's a sweep that night. I don't have any question. If the men lose, I then have, oh boy. Then it becomes Eeyore Fest Friday night because everybody's there doing shots going, okay, I need to medicate for this. I need to prepare myself for this.
Are you guys believers Hollywood storylines? Because as soon as I start to believe that, yeah, there's a Hollywood storyline, it disappears.
This is going to be it. Trev leaves in the infamy, and then as soon as he leaves, we just go 2-0 against him.
He deserves it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That'll be it. Then we're back, baby.
Texas A&M deserves to have to eat corn.
Texas A&M is just garbage, man. I mean, listen, DP, you know, there's a lot of people in Texas A&M. Houston's a Texas A&M town.
I lived in the Woodlands. I fully understand.
One of my best friends is a Texas A&M alum. He played golf there. He coached there. He is a great human being. He lived right down the street, named John Saffel. All his kids go there. I had a high school friend go there. Texas, listen, man. Texas, College Station, it's garbage. I mean, no disrespect. No, matter of fact, it is disrespect.
It is disrespect.
It is garbage. Yeah, I mean, I was just trying to be nice, but it is garbage. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
College Station. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me?
Are Husker fans ready for the battle between Aggie cheers and Husker Go Big Red? Because this is good. Look, that's going to be 5 hours just of doing Aggie cheers Aggies and just, Go Big. Because they get after it.
The Aggies have an encyclopedia of stupid cheers.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm saying?
Texas A&M's kind of like a cult.
And I know them by heart. I know them by heart. Again, there's a
You've
time.
You've been around too many Aggies.
I've been around too. Listen, before I lived in Texas, I was around Aggies on Capitol Hill in D.C. My bar was an Aggie bar. We were a place where there would be 400 Aggies every Saturday to watch them play. And you learned all the cheers and yells and chants. You learned all the songs, the fight song, the Aggie war song. I listened to all the stories about their band being the only undefeated band in the land. Like, there's like all the traditional stuff. I like how they party. because they really, I appreciate Pinnacle Bank Arena for offering me Frito pie, walking taco or whatever you want to call it down there, Frito pie, right? Done well, not with Doritos, with actual Fritos, with the taco meat on top and the cheese and the tomato. And they aren't afraid of the tequila. They embrace the tequila. Tequila and tacos is really a Tuesday night thing. But I hope, in all hope of hope, that they are sad Friday night.
That's what the tequila's for, right?
Right. Like they have every right.
Here's the thing about Texas A&M. Nobody really cares about Texas A&M. Let's just be honest.
That is not true.
Yes, it is. Because here's why. Everybody talks about Johnny Manziel and he's mad at the Heisman Committee and all this other stuff, right? That is the height of their football program. With bootleg Kevin Sumlin as their head coach. Now, R.C. Slocum was great, right? But he got ran out of town.
Mm-hmm.
That was the height of their program. And you're talking about the height of their program. They had the wrecking crew. That defense is bad, right?
It was something.
That's the height of their program. Them dudes at the height of their program went to the Cotton Bowl. Was one of the most polarizing football players, maybe ever, right? Give or take, right? I mean, recent or old history. That's the best they could do. That tells you everything about Texas A&M.
Oh, Jay, you are walking into a very dark corner.
No, I'm not. It's the truth. There's light in that corner. It's the truth.
I will say this about A&M. I have respect for the fandom, just as I have respect for Nebraska's fan base. I have respect for the fan base. I love the fact that they don't call them alumni. They call them former students. Like this, not everybody graduated, and that was not the intent. like they fully understood. Hey, man, I understand the mission. Know why I'm here. This is not it. I have mad respect for people that can go, and Kyle Field has its own vibe. Reveille has its own place. It's a unique thing. I just need for them to go 0-2 on Friday. I could have respect for them and one for them to just take an absolute paddling on Friday night. Yeah. I want them to just, what's the cartoon with the rooster holds the dog up and paddles it behind? That's literally, yeah, that's what we need.
Yeah, it's a big opportunity. I mean, it's a big game, and you know, I'm right there with you with the. We're gonna touch more on the men's basketball and how much it means or will mean when they win. And then what's after that? That's the most important thing. Well, because what's after that?
After a win is different.
Hold on, what's after that is very, very important.
Okay.
Because it's just gonna be your first time. On top, talk of the town. And that's when people start calling. And they ain't calling Tyrone.
Well, it happened in Minneapolis.
Where?
It happened in Minneapolis.
What?
You won. You showed out.
No, that ain't showing out, man.
Oh, you had the whole basketball, college basketball.
You just had them two clowns in the first round, first row hype.
Hey, you had the big, when was the last time the Big Ten celebrated Nebraska like that? Saying it was the best show in the Big Ten. That Nebraska, those are the words, that Nebraska and K-State Tominaga were the best show in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
When were those words last said?
They weren't.
No, never.
Yeah.
So we'll see, man. But more Husker men's talk after this break. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.